League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dish Nation.
Hey!
The gang's on here. Sherry, what you shaking and baking over there?
Well, Headcrack, we got not one, but two baby reports that are sure to give you a little baby fever.
And we're going to hydrate all you thirsty Dish and Sunny out there with another Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Ooh, I can't wait.
Well, family, Brett and Chewy are out today, but we got entertainment journalist and host Tanner Thomason back in the studio. And how exciting, we got talk show host, singer and cocktail lover Trina Braxton in the building.
I am just so excited to be here. But Headcrack, I heard you have some pretty petty, messy Dish for us. What's going on?
Oh, petty and messy is right, Trina. Now, Kim and Kanye have been going at each other's throats on social media the entire weekend, and we're tight, you know? It's like when you're watching an argument take place in a living room and you just start petting an animal, you know, just to stay out the way. Now, it all started when Ye hopped on social media and asked fans what should he do about Kim letting their 8-year-old daughter North have a TikTok account against his will. Then Kim hit back saying the main provider, she was allowing their daughter to express her creativity on a platform, and that started an all-out parental war between the two. And get this, Ye says that Kim accused him of putting a hit out on her.
Golly gee.
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
But you know what? There was a breakthrough eventually because he was spotted hanging out with his kids backstage at one of his events. So I guess they kind of pieced it up just for the moment. But that's a lot, lot.
A lot of fans agree with Kanye HK when it came to North having a TikTok account. Mm-hmm. They said that she should be coloring.
But you see how North be talking back to Kim and Karen also? I don't like that, honey. A little child, honey, she been got her little lips peppered. If that would have been my baby.
That a pop in the mouth?
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
I'm trying to be nice about
it. We don't pepper lips get anymore. You'll get the police on you. And also, Kanye, this is what we don't like when y'all start getting in that Kardashian world. You supposed to be working on an album.
Oh, yeah. If he spends all this time arguing and he turns in Donda too late, oh, we gonna be mad.
Oh, exactly. Okay, y'all, it is time for another
baby report.
Okay, let's start off by congratulating Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott on the birth of their second child together. Oh, yes! Oh, this is fun. So the Lovebirds welcomed their baby boy the day after big sister Stormy's birthday on February the 2nd and announced the exciting news on social media.
That is so fantastic. And we've got so much more life to announce. A big congratulations to Brian Austin Green and his girlfriend, Dancing with the Stars cast member, Sharna Burgess. They're expecting their little bundle of joy.
Yay!
Okay, and now this is going to be Sharna's first baby. Okay. And Brian's fifth.
Brian Austin Green is not firing blanks, you know what I'm saying?
Like, those are live rounds in that gun.
There are no names on Kylie and Travis's son yet, and you might think it might be similar to Stormy. It might be Pez. Festival.
Or Baby Drizzle, like little Baby Drizzle.
But you know, Sherry, it's not fair to a lot of the African-American celebrities that's having babies, and you know, we wait for their names to come out and stuff like that. I mean, Keisha and Monica and stuff like that.
Are there some celebrities you like to highlight?
Well.
Why isn't it fair, Gary?
Here's the thing. The Kardashians took away the black folks' new crazy names for their kids. Okay. They own it now. You can't do Jamaica and Taquisha.
Oh, Lord.
That's over.
Meanwhile, Bud from a Cosby show had a baby and no one knows the name.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
So someone go, now this is the deal. I want somebody to go help, honey. Little Pete Meat, honey. Davidson. This poor man, y'all, he got booed.
Oh, Gary, he sure did. Pete the Meat got that shady welcome. So the comedian attended a basketball game at Syracuse University this past weekend. As soon as he was introduced to the fans on the Jumbotron, he got booed. But also, you guys,
really?
He kind of deserved it, because a couple years ago, the Staten Island native talked about filming a movie in Syracuse and called the city trash. Getting booed is a little par for the course, but he did ask Syracuse for a peace treaty. Take a look at this real quick.
Hello, Syracuse Orange Men. Thank you so much for having me and my friends in the building. We had a really great time. So, peace.
Now, y'all, this is the deal, though, Sherry. Now, because you know, honey, you love Pete, honey. If Pete came to Atlanta, honey, and just called this city, y'all, trash. Honey, I mean, people, honey, with A-Town stuff him all over the damn place, y'all. I mean, but Syracuse was kind of polite about it. But I don't think they would do that here in A-Town. Baby, these queens out here would really get him, child.
Just the queens.
I would
nobody
like to see
else.
Just the queens
just
come
the
for
queens.
Pete. Pete versus the queens.
You get the image that Pete is just used to getting booed and used to being the odd man out.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is nothing for him.
And you know, sometimes that's good publicity.
No, I don't want to get booed.
You don't want to get booed?
For any publicity, I don't want to get booed.
Have you ever fallen? Has any, where you could just look at a crowd member and go, they don't like me? Like, has it ever happened?
No, I'm going to have to be honest about it. That was one time we probably should have been booed. And it was, no, because we did like the Soul Train Awards like a long, long time ago. And this was when Jay-Z first came out and when the Braxtons first came out. And I'm going to be honest, that was my fault. It was my fault. I couldn't hear.
What happened?
I couldn't hear in my ear monitors, and I was on the wrong key, you know, for a whole section of the song. That's okay. I got over it.
So, Sherry, have you ever got booed from one of those wonderful jokes you tell?
Oh,
that's wonderful
yes.
jokes. The shade in that
doing
already.
Let me tell you, being in a black comedy club and getting booed is par for the course for a comic. I was on stage and people used to heckle me about my breasts. Mm-hmm. So I came up with a line that I was going to say, you know, you'd have to put these breasts on layaway if you wanted. They started booing me and I was like, it's the layaway of my boot. And they was just like, booed like the Apollo.
Oh,
you know
what I'm
saying? All right, you guys, it is time for Thursday Stars. So, first up, we got Tristan Thompson, the Thorn and Khloe Kardashian side, dropped this mirror selfie in his Insta stories with the caption, grind time. So is this a thirst trap, y'all?
Yeah.
Yes.
He ain't even fine, Sherry. He don't even have no six pack. So good.
No,
in the
he
mirror.
Look good.
And what's wrong with it? I mean, Khloe does it all the time. She's always doing a selfie.
Yeah, Khloe's a star. He's not.
The relationship made him a star. Like, I mean, on the NBA aspect alone and the fact that, like, he pretty much has, like, the pick of the litter every time he goes to the club.
Can't keep cheating if you're not famous. But next up. Next up, we have Rita Ora. The British singer showed off a itty-bitty black bikini and simply said, "Happy Sunday." So was this a thirst trap?
Everything she does in life is a thirst trap. Like, ever. Like, everything Rita Ora has ever done has been a thirst trap.
That is ridiculous.
What does Rita Ora do?
Head crack, I'm 100% with you. Like, I know her from thirst traps. That's why I know her.
Sherry, y'all know we're all Christians here. How dare she do that on a Sunday? That's the Lord's Day, and she's posing like a tramp. I don't like that.
She's posing with what God gave her.
Gary, you can't put out a thirst trap on a Sunday no matter what?
No.
Well, okay, y'all, Valentine's Day is just a week away, but rapper Baby Blue won't be able to spend it with his boo things. And I mean that plural, all right? So he's about to begin serving a 20-month sentence for his role in a COVID-19 relief fraud scheme. Baby Blue tweeted, "I want to send a huge apology out to the women that I'm currently dating. Even though we all single and having fun, I apologize for being incarcerated during Valentine's Day. I understand if you want to spend that day with someone else this year, you have my blessing."
And how many women are you dating that you got to put out a generic announcement like this?
I dated a dude in prison. He sent me a Valentine's Day card and it said, "Lisa, I love you. I can't wait to spend my life together." And he sent the card to Sherry, to Lisa. So you do gotta put out blanket statement.
Well, I did prison, Sherry, honey. You ain't arrived if you ain't dated a prisoner, honey. So y'all need to get my body.
Well, I don't think these ladies lost, really, because it's not like they would have been able to spend Valentine's Day with him anyway because there's so many of them. You kind of get, like, the week, you know, like.
Is that what that's who he gave all that money to eat, to COVID relief.
He gave them all infections for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
For real.
Oh, damn, tricks.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, y'all, we all know Rihanna's planning for her bundle of joy. Mm-hmm. But is she planning a wedding too? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, if you thought Rihanna and A$AP Rocky announcing their first baby was big news, y'all got to get into this.
Oh.
It is being said that the couple plans on walking down the aisle in Riri's home country, Barbados.
Ooh, wow.
And They have even lined up Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Motley as the godmother for the baby.
That's a flex.
Oh, okay, Mia. Flexing. So according to a source, Rihanna is totally smitten with ASAP. They have a very close bond, and she has always been quite traditional. She wants ASAP to be her forever person. Oh, what? Man. Yes.
Not mad at that at all.
Would any of y'all be shocked if ASAP and RiRi didn't get married?
No.
I hope they do, absolutely. But I wouldn't be shocked if they don't.
Now, Trina, you tell me this, honey. I mean, ASAP Rocky, honey, he might just take this girl for all her money, honey, if they got married. So, I mean, I think about, should they get a prenup? No, honey, he's a man, honey. You know these men are doing it.
I hope that she does protect her assets, but because I'm on my third forever.
They shouldn't get married. They shouldn't sign a prenup. There should be no more power couples. We got Jay-Z and Beyonce. We don't need all these power couples.
We need all the power couples we can get because one of the examples fails you got a backup for the backup.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes, headcrack.
We need them all. We can't be all on Tristan and Chloe.
Yes.
But I did not know because I know that RiRi has family in Barbados, but ASAP Rocky also has family in Barbados, so there's a connection there. Mm-hmm. You know, going to Barbados and getting married. I think I'm gonna take a trip over there around that time.
Try to pick up a groomsman.
Okay, guys, moving right along. The 2022 Razzie Award nominations have been announced. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Razzies are awards for the worst films and performances of the year. The worst, right? And they announced the winners the day before the Oscars. Now, on the list, LeBron James made the list for worst actor in the worst picture nominee, Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Okay.
Also for worst supporting actor, Ben Affleck in The Last Duel and Nick Cannon in The Misfits. But get this, you guys. They even added a special category this year. It's called Worst Performance by Bruce Willis in a Movie. And Bruce got nominated for all of his 2021 roles in movies.
It took these nominations for me to even realize Bruce Willis dropped movies last year. Like, I kind of want to see that movie.
Cheer, I didn't hear your name, baby.
You know why you didn't hear my name, babe? Because I was nominated for Best Supporting Actress at the Canadian Screen Actors Awards. I also was in a movie that won an Oscar called Precious. I've also done movies with Morgan Freeman, Greg Kinnear, and the big ones. You will never hear my name on the worst actress.
I'm sorry.
Oh, new book called The Sherry Shepherd Read.
The Razzies is the award show that a few years back, Sandra Bullock was nominated for worst actress, and she showed up and accepted the award. So there's a little comedy in the Razzies.
You know, I remember seeing LeBron James. I went with Jeffrey to see Space Jam, and I just was like, oh my gosh. But it was LeBron. Yeah, what did you expect?
Also, you're not going to outperform Bugs Bunny. Like, when that's your co-star.
Up next, honey, we've got a tattoo or a tattoo that has to do with a ruler and an eggplant. Mm. But first, speaking of vegetables, Headcrack has a great offer for you.
All right, y'all, food is a universal language spoken by many, but when it's good and fresh, yeah, now we talking. Now, with HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you don't have to waste time going to the grocery store, and making the HelloFresh meals is really easy and fun. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. And it's also so affordable. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. And you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. We could all use some extra money in our pockets these days, so go ahead and warm yourself up with some limited time recipes. They're inspired by cozy classics from around the world, like beef tenderloni and cheese fondue and miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. I made a Mexican chicken and rice bowl that my kids now keep asking me to make. So head on over to HelloFresh.com/dish16 and use code dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts for America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for Tattoo or Tattoo. So a British influencer and OnlyFans model named Tracy Kiss has a clever way of measuring the men she's with. Mm-hmm. And it ain't kissing, Tanner. Oh, oh. She got a ruler tattooed from the tip of her pinky down to her elbow. But here's the best part. There's no numbers, just dots, so that she can discreetly make her assessment. Okay, Trina, is this a tattoo or a tat-ew?
I mean, I have to go with a tat-hmm, because if you have to go all the way down to your elbow, we have a problem, sis. You can keep that where it is. I'm just saying.
If I'm going on a date with a woman and she's got a tattoo like that, I'm just telling her right now, you're going to be disappointed. Like, I don't know.
You don't measure up, Tanner?
To the elbow? Come on.
I would feel like it was like McDonald's. How many people have you served in order to get to the point where you have to, like, you know, measure it?
What I would do is I would, like, while she was sleeping, I would add a couple more dots, like, really closely together so that it looked like.
But do you have that? Do you also tattoo images are larger than they
Yeah. Okay, so Tanner, honey, speaking of tattoos, I dug up this picture of you just showing off some of your ink, and I think it's a tattoo. So what's going on here?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Gary. You know, unfortunately, the tattoos in that photo are about as real as the bullet holes in that photo, if you look really close.
Yeah, I know what that was. So that's not really your pecs or anything like that? That's not your real chest?
Oh, no, Gary, that's really my pecs. Uh-huh. I like that's really my... That's really my body.
Oh.
Like, when I posted that photo, the women lit up my comments. Yeah. And I'm just like, is this what it takes? Do I need to get lit up with tattoos?
Yes. That's
pretty much. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, but Sherry, the last thing we need to do is give a man two more holes.
Two more holes.
All right, y'all, it's time for Didn't See Dish Coming. Now, at Treasure Island in Las Vegas, a tourist hit a jackpot on a slot machine, but he almost didn't get the $230,000 treasure. Now, it was all because of machine malfunction, and the man wasn't alerted that he had won. So by the time the casino realized it, my man was long gone.
Oh, man. Oh.
So get this. The Nevada Gaming Control Board looked at surveillance videos, rideshare data, and even interviewed witnesses, and they finally found the winner. It was a man by the name of Robert Taylor out of Arizona.
Ooh, wow.
Where was all this for the Tupac murder?
Okay.
Yeah, Jesus. This is the only time that what happens in Vegas has not stayed in Vegas.
Like, I love this. But can you imagine how scared he was when the Vegas people showed up?
I thought he
was going to be like buried in the doggone, in the dirt. Because that's the scary thing. The Vegas Gaming Commission shows up at your house.
Oh, yeah, we just need to talk to you. We got something for you. Get in the car. Come on. Come
with me. Got an offer you can't refuse. This just makes me think that they can track down anybody anywhere now these days, guys.
Yeah,
like, they were using rideshare data? That's kind of creepy.
See, now, so when you tell me you can't find the killer, I'm like, if Vegas can find you for $230,000,
right.
$230,000.
I'll even settle for them finding my AirPods. Like, you know, like, please help me.
Well, up next, you guys won't believe what Brooklyn Decker asked her best friend to do. We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, family. There's favors we can only ask of a real best friend. And Brooklyn Decker revealed on the Me Becoming Mom podcast that she asked her bestie to take a video of her vajayjay after she had her first child.
Friends.
So Brooklyn said she didn't want to be traumatized, but she wanted to see what was happening down there after giving birth. So she said she took her bestie to the bathroom. She bent over like, okay, record it. And her friend did just that.
Where was her man at? He couldn't make the video.
No, you don't want your man to see that.
I videotaped my sister's birth.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
My sister Tawanda, when she gave birth to her son. He's 16 now.
I walk around naked in Kim Whitley's house and Niecy Nash's house all the time. They got big houses. And as soon as I come in, I take off all my clothes. I walk around. I have them look at my boobs. You know, I just think it's natural. And they don't take their clothes off. I'm the only one.
We do that, those women. Like, hey, look at these. I just got these done. Or, hey, look at how I just got this shaved up. We do that all the time as women.
See, men can't do that. If a man walks into a man's house and is just like, hey, I need you to look at this real quick. Like, you're going to get it.
Yeah, honey. Can you lift it and see if those right there okay? But you know what, Sherry and Trina, I mean, but y'all know how back in the day a man would send y'all a text or ask y'all, do you have a big...
I've never asked that.
What men are telling you this?
I guess the ones that want me, so I don't know, y'all.
You know what?
Men's who names start with Mrs. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.